Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the show. I'm your host, Will Walden, and on this episode, we're going to be talking about Cybertruck and the demonstration that Elon Musk and company did a couple days ago. Well, there was a little bit of a snafu during that, and the snafu was that they threw a steel ball, a metal ball, into the windows of Cybertruck to say, like, hey, these things are bulletproof. We can throw whatever we want at them and nothing's going to happen to them. But something did happen to them. The windows cracked. The windows smashed. The front window, big old dent in that thing. The back window, same thing. It looks like the front window was a little bit worse than the back window. And Elon Musk actually tweeted why this happened, right? So he was a little bit embarrassed when that happened. He pretty much said, oh, we got some R&D to do. Some stuff happens. Looked a little bit embarrassed on stage. He laughed it off like it was no big deal and said they have 2 years to fix this and figure out why this happened. It didn't go through the window, because if it went through the window, that would be a huge, huge deal. But, you know, just like other car windows, they're meant to kind of break a little bit if something bad were to happen. So if, you know, if you needed to get into a car because somebody else was trapped in it, there's a way to break into it. There's a way to smash the glass. It looked like something out of that kind of reception to a tool, right? So there's a big hole in it, not an actual hole, just some shattered glass. And, you know, it's fine. It didn't go through into the driver's seat. So Elon said that the demonstration didn't work out well because they hit the side of the car with a sledgehammer. Elon Musk, well, Rob Adib said, I know the real reason behind the window crack. It's okay, Elon, but maybe you should have thrown the ball of the window before you decided to hit the door with a sledgehammer. That was on Twitter. And Elon Musk said, yep, sledgehammer impact on door cracked base of glass, which is why steel ball didn't bounce off. Should have done steel ball on window, then sledgehammer the door. Then he said, next time. So Elon has shown in other videos that Cybertruck windows are pretty damn tough. The steel ball throw at the Cybertruck window was tweeted by Elon Musk, and Franz, the guy who was on stage when they did the Cybertruck event, he was the one that threw the ball at the window again, you know? So that's cool. Same guy, same ball, same window. So they have a lot of time before they go into production, though. So this is kind of weird, though. And this doesn't really add up to me. If they hit the front door with a sledgehammer and it cracked the front window, but it also cracked the back window. So it must have cracked the bottom and destabilized something in the chassis of the door that connects to the window. And the window must have cracked because of the vibrations from the door. Now, in between now and 2022, when you're going to get your Cybertruck, there's going to be some refinements to this mechanism. I'm sure there's going to be some dampening. I'm sure, because if, you know, what if you get, you know, what if something happens and you get smashed into on the side of your truck? What happens if, you know, one of your buddies is like, hey, what, let me check it to see if this thing breaks, and hits it with a sledgehammer himself just to test it out? You can't be running around with windows that are cracked underneath and you don't know it, and then the windows break. That's not a cool thing to be involved with. So Elon Musk is putting these sort of protocols into the production line so we don't have to worry about our Cybertrucks. I am on the fence myself. I would really love to get a Cybertruck. I think it would be pretty cool. And I saw this really, really cool picture of a Model 3 next to a Cybertruck, and the Cybertruck is huge compared to it. It looks cool. I mean, I had my first impressions podcast about it yesterday. So if you want to check back to that episode to hear everything that I had to say about it, There's way more too. And I could get into that for an hour probably about why I want to get a Cybertruck. Why I think it's pretty cool. The Model 3 though, it's pretty tempting to me right now. Model 3 is more in my wheelhouse, more something that I would drive on a daily basis. Now the fact that the Cybertruck had sort of a weird thing happen in the unveiling event. Hey man, it happens. Things happen all the time. Remember, I don't know how many of you have seen the video. It's an older video, but I believe it's Windows 98. Microsoft Windows 98. When they were showing off the operating system and how cool it was. It was one of the Windows versions, but they got the blue screen of death during the presentation and they had to reboot the PC. And they were just like, oh, that's not cool. But it's technology, you know, and Elon Musk is doing something different. It's a steel car. Like it's a steel truck. Totally different than a Ford F-150. Totally different than any other truck out there. Totally different than any other vehicle that you'll have on the road at this time. So, I mean, they have the manufacturing to make it steel. And why not, right? May as well. I mean, they make starships out of this stuff, so they might as well make these Cybertrucks out of it too. Gonna be cool, man. The next couple years, things are gonna happen that are gonna change the landscape of electronic vehicles, of electric vehicles, EVs, if you will. And most of the major brands that are out there right now are going to have some sort of stake in this game. The new Mustang SUV has just been announced, you know, about a week ago. It's one of those competitors to Elon Musk's Tesla vehicles. But, you know, I was checking out the website. I was checking out the Mustang site to see what the range was. And you could compare all the models. Right? You could compare all the models. And I didn't see a range. And then when the range was, I had to go back to like their normal page, their Mustang page, and check it out. And when I checked that out, it was 300, but it wasn't a real complete number. It was 300-ish. You know, the wording was kind of weird, and I don't want to go back there right now and check it out. But the wording was kind of weird, and you know, it's a perception thing. If I want to get an EV, do I want to get it from somebody who's going to tell me, okay, this thing has the possible range of 325 miles, or do I have to say to myself, it's going to get around 300. And the charging stations for the Mustang, this is kind of like an off thing here. There's no specific charging stations that are listed on their map. If you go to Tesla's site, you can see every single charging station ever for Tesla. You can see exactly where they are on a map, and you'll know as a buyer, if you're going to spend 40 grand, 50 grand on a car, you want to know exactly where your chargers are. So Mustang getting into the whole EV thing, it's going to be crazy in the next couple of years. They have to refine their process. And I'm going to do an EV take on the Mustang as well, the EV Mustang. So that's going to be in another episode. But for now, we figured out why the windows of the Cybertruck got broken. By the way, we're trending pretty good in the technology category of iTunes, of Apple Podcasts. So if you could do them a huge favor, I want to get to number one. We're at number 34 right now. And if you could go to Apple Podcasts and give me a ranking, you know, a rating of, you know, let's go for 8 stars. Per person. That would be really cool. I'm just joking. Whatever you feel this is worth, please go to Apple Podcasts and give me a rating. Write a little review if you want to. These are always little short ones. I don't do really long ones. So I want to say thank you to everybody who's been paying attention and checking out the site, checking out the show, checking out my other podcast, the Space News Pod. That's all for nerdy, nerdy space nerds like myself. So check that one out too. It's up to that. And check out the YouTube channel, spacenewspod.com. I'm also making another YouTube channel specifically for Elon Musk content. So, my friends, I want to say thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to spend it here with me. And my name is Will Walden. I've been your host. I'll see you soon.